Many of those who died in today's crash were likely of Dominican origin. Families of those on board American Airlines Flight 587 have spent much of the day trying to get what information they can about their loved ones. The Dominican community in New York is gathering this evening at a community center in Washington Heights. That's in Upper Manhattan. NPR's Emily Harris is in Washington Heights and joins us now. Emily, what's the scene and the mood there?
The mood here at the Dominican Sports Club, where they're preparing for a candlelight vigil, is very somber, is sad. People are gathering together, hugging each other as they come in, worried about each other, worried about people that they may have known who were on these planes. The community's already, although there's no official list that's been released, the community is already pulling together a list of people that they know were on the flight, their relatives. One family had 7 members on the flight. People have lost uncles, fathers, brothers and sisters, and people are just wanting to get together and feel for each other here tonight.
Now, earlier in the day, you were at the Dominican Republic's consulate in Midtown Manhattan. What was going on there?
Starting this morning, as soon as the news of this crash broke, people in this community started calling everywhere they could. They called American Airlines. They called the Consul General's office and came down, went down there. They came to community centers in Washington Heights trying to get information, whatever information they could. For a while this morning at the Consul General's office, there were some counselors there to talk to families. They were also taking names and numbers of families who believed that their relatives were on board, promising to get back to them as soon as they had any information. But there was some frustration at all places that there was no passenger list available to confirm that, you know, who exactly was on the flight, and so people could at least know.
This must be a flight that lots of people in the community had taken, or members of the family had taken over the years.
This is a really popular flight. It's a direct flight, and it leaves early in the morning. It's the first flight out of New York of the 5 daily flights to the Dominican Republic. And people like it because they can get up early, and they can get down there and have that sort of extra day with the people that they are going to visit. And this is a very large community, the Dominican community in New York, 700,000 strong. They maintain very close ties with family and relatives in the Dominican Republic, spend a lot of money, go back and visit frequently. And this is a blow to both the community here and, of course, the people in the Dominican Republic as well.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you.
NPR's Emily Harris in Washington Heights in New York City.